Hey, welcome to July. I guess it's the first show for July here, except I think I had a robot do our show over the, actually yesterday I put out a couple episodes. I put our newsletter out yesterday on the 4th of July because I had time in the morning. It was quiet. No one was awake and no one was bothering me. And also put out another Tales from Bubbles the Calico Cat episode that went out. So that was all robot generated, AI generated, with me just giving some ideas and how do I take that newsletter and have a robot AI speak to them. So kind of started, still part of our experiment, working with how do I use it. But it's interesting. It's interesting watching the robot work. Today I want to talk about, you know, today is We Team Wednesday. And that's the Scrum Masters, Azure Coach, Facilitators, if you like. The idea of people asking in a meeting, well, who all should we invite? And then try to invite them, expect them to show up because they're really key to the meeting or something like that, is not doing our due diligence as Scrum Masters and coaches and facilitators, more and more facilitating side, less of the coaching side, but we can't coach people how to do it properly. But that's something that we need to work on. I want to talk about that today because it's really important that the whole scenario, who's going to be there, is there, and you have the right mindset going into these meetings or sessions or group talk or discussions or however you want to call them with teams and people that are in these meetings. So this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. I had a long weekend of camping and stuff like that. And there's some pictures up there of that and as well. And I'll put some more stories about Bubbles and Jerry during our firework embedded camping trip and lightning storms. So here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value to customer and have a little fun along our journey in life. And that's what is full of camping all weekend, except for the thunderstorms got back just before the big major downpour. So that was nice. And during these times, sometimes I just reflect on things that would be good topics. And one of the topics came up in my thoughts was prepping for meetings. And yeah, this is like an intro thing. Sometimes we all need reminders, even us expert coaches, quote, expert coaches, need the reminder from time to time that we got to do the due diligence and make sure that our meetings are successful and our events are successful and we have the right people to attend. And part of that is doing the legwork ahead of time to make sure that we know who needs to be at a meeting. So it's not just assuming I'm going to invite somebody. Like I see so many times I see Scrum, well, I want this person, but is that person, the right people to be there? Should be more diverse attendance in that meeting from different backgrounds, different expertise, different aspects of the job that are going to contribute to it. And part of our job is to go out there and one, make sure we have the right people invited. Two, follow up with the people that are invited. This makes sure they're going to attend because if they're not there, we're spending time putting messages out. Are you going to make the meeting? Are you going to make the meeting? Are you going to make the meeting? Right. And all this should be done ahead of time. And without that, it causes confusion and delay among the team in the meeting, which is not a good look, right? Not just a good look. It's just non-functional. It slows the team down. It makes it less performing because our goal is to get more stuff done in less time. And the more time we have everyone waiting there for people to show up or have the right people that we need in the conversation, the less effective that time is. So as I talked about, I think last week, I talked about doing the work that a Scrum Master has to do. This is part of the job. This is part of the grunt work that we have to do to make sure that people are there in attendance and attend and do the follow-up, make sure they're good. And I will say, do a follow-up with those people to see, did they get what they needed? What were they missing? How can we make the meeting better? it's a very tough thing to ask. No matter who you are, how can I do it better? How can I be better at what I do? How can the meeting be better? How can I better serve you? A lot of people have a tough time actually allowing that question to come out of their mouths. Like they won't do it, but you have to, that the really good ones that you really know they're doing, because what then they have to do is they have to follow up on that, right? So the key is you ask the question, but then you follow up and you try to improve the process a little bit before the next meeting, so the people know that you really are trying to improve the process. So it has to be that loop, that plan, do, check, act loop kind of thing. And they're checking on you to make sure you're following up with what you're doing. So I just want to say, in this episode for the we group, the Scrum Master has to make sure the team is ready to go and have all the resources they need to do their job and have an effective meeting. So do that little extra bit of work. Do that extra leg work. I like doing little intro messages to everyone who's attending. As a reminder, don't forget, this is the agenda. This is what we're going to talk about. Just a simple message. And some people you may have to go one-on-one and go message them individually that are really key to the process. Are you going to be there? How long are you going to be there for? So maybe they say, hey, I can be there for the first 10 minutes. Okay, you let everyone in the group know that this person will be there for the first 10 minutes and let them go first or have whatever discussion they need. Make sure the key's there, but make sure everyone understands what's available. And if 10 minutes isn't long enough, then you got to reschedule, but don't do it right at the meeting. Oh, I only got 10 minutes, but we really need you for a half hour. Well, that's not going to work. So you have to play around with that. So part of our job as Scrum Masters is to make sure and facilitate these group sessions so that they're effective, timely, and things get done. So that's what I just wanted to share for today. Something simple, just a reminder for all of us to follow up on those meetings, who they're going to be there, make your mailing list or whatever you got to do for those core meetings. With that, I want to say you all have a great day. I wish you the best. Don't forget to check out our Bubbles episode today. It was about her and a cat food feeder attacking it. And I did put up a newsletter for what we did over the past week. I think I'm all caught up now. So this weekend should be a newsletter for this week's activities and what we got going on and what we produce. And if you have any questions, if you're looking for a coach, the follow-up thing, like I'm a big person in applying what I do, not just necessarily going to a class and learning something. I do have coaching programs if anybody's interested in it, 6-month program. I also have an OKR program, which is interesting. We have our mastermind group. We started that off just before the 4th of July holiday, and we're working on that with our group for our goals, our personal. I'm one of the people in the mastermind group because I have my own goals that I want to achieve. More than welcome to do that. We also have the Slack channel. So if you want to share, you have questions, feel free to use the Slack channel to share those thoughts in something that's not as big of an audience as maybe LinkedIn or some massive chat group. It's a smaller niche group, and I will respond. So you always get something from me, even if you can't get me one-on-one or do a coaching session. I got this light in my face. Anyway, I want to wish you the best. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. We will see you tomorrow and look forward to the next Bubbles Adventure episode. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye. See ya.